When you think of Ypsilanti, there are a couple of things that probably come to mind. There's the historic water tower, of course. You also have Depot Town and Eastern Michigan University. The city is also comprised of a unique community of people, organizations, institutions, and businesses, some of which are hidden in plain sight. One such business tapped into a growing trend and in the process made Ypsilanti home of the nation's first ever kombucha microbrewery. Nestled between two auto repair shops along Ecorse Road in Ypsilanti is a 4,800-square-foot warehouse known as Unity Vibration. The business specializes in making the ancient tea known as kombucha.
It's been around for thousands of years. It originated in Asia and then made its way to Russia and then sort of the rest of the world by trade and war and that kind of thing.
Kombucha is a fermented tea that contains alcohol. Its popularity continues to grow around the country and here in Washington County. More than a decade ago, Rachel Kanan and her husband Tarek were living in California and in 2008 began selling kombucha out of the back of their van. But when the economic recession hit, they decided to move back to Ypsilanti where they once lived. Together, they kept brewing the tea and sold their product at local farmers markets. And in 2012, the couple made a giant leap forward by investing in the Ecorse Road warehouse. Today, they have 9 employees.
We are walking through our dry goods and conditioning room warehouse. We've got kegs here. We've got product conditioning. We, as part of our brewing process, we don't force carbonate anything. We allow it to condition naturally in the bottle. So that lends kind of better flavors and better health, healthiness to it.
The process to ferment tea usually takes between 2 and 3 weeks. That includes using culture that resembles the jellyfish called a SCOBY. That stands for symbiotic colony of bacteria and yeast. Other ingredients often include sweetened tea or traditionally green and black teas. Rachel says in all, Unity Vibration produces 12 different kinds of teas.
This is pineapple ginger and so we juice the ginger and we juice the pineapples and it's added to the tea at time of bottling.
Unity Vibration sells about 20,000 bottles of tea each year. The pineapple ginger is the best seller. Other flavors include grapefruit and peach tree. The company distributes its products to 15 states. But tea is not their number one product. They also produce kombucha beer and sell 210,000 bottles a year. It contains between 8 and 9% alcohol. Rachel says the best seller is the bourbon peach, but other flavors are popular as well.
Here's KPA. This is kombucha pale ale. A beer drinker that likes hops would gravitate toward this and probably like this. This also has, besides Cascade hops, this also has grapefruit rind and juniper berries. So we tend to sour and bitter things with other things besides hops. We like to use herbs and fruits and other things.
As part of an unconventional fermentation process, Unity Vibration performs a Buddha ceremony at least once a week around the tea and beer tanks. They start off with tingshaws, two small flat alloy discs with a leather strap in between that you hit and resonate together. A meditation bell is also used.
It's like one of those fancy bells you see at church sometimes.
Exactly. Or temple.
Or temple, yeah.
And so for us, it's not so much about being Buddhist, though I am Buddhist. It's more about a vibration that creates oneness.
Then Tarek takes a hold of another of the instruments used in the ceremony, metallic Tibetan singing bowls created by Buddhist monks.
It kind of slows you down and gets you into a state of meditation as well. It's relaxing. It's like a bell as well.
It really calms you down, doesn't it?
It does.
It's peaceful.
The Kanans say they believe kombucha is becoming more popular in part because of probiotic and energy health benefits. Dr. Darren Schmidt is part of the Nutritional Healing Center of Ann Arbor. He views kombucha as a holistic alternative to many of the more commercially available products you find on pharmacy store shelves.
Well, it all comes down to having a healthy gut, basically. So if you backtrack, if you have an unhealthy gut, then you get autoimmune issues, you can get arthritis, you can get skin issues. And then you can get bloating when you eat other sugars, for example, or carbs like bread. And then with the altered or dysfunctional digestion, then you can end up with brain fog, you know, body fatigue, inability to concentrate.
There are certainly a variety of opinions when it comes to kombucha. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends you limit kombucha consumption to 4 ounces a day. The Mayo Clinic has previously reported there is not enough tested evidence to determine if kombucha tea delivers on its health claims. Emily Holler is a nutritionist for Michigan Medicine at the University of Michigan.
Currently with kombucha, there are not human clinical trials. However, we have in vitro and in vivo studies to show that there are benefits to kombucha. And those are antimicrobial, there's antioxidant properties, there's vitamins and minerals in kombucha, which we know are important. So there are health benefits in those liquids, just how much they help us in humans. We don't have that type of research.
But the medical community does have some research to rely on.
There's been some toxicity studies of kombucha, and it's relatively safe for healthy people. There's definitely concern for people who have a compromised immune system. So we don't recommend that somebody with a compromised immune system drink kombucha. Women who are pregnant and lactating are also advised to avoid kombucha because of the small alcohol content in it.
Holler says it's generally safe to purchase kombucha products from a commercial producer, but there is some concern if you buy it from a home brewer. For those interested in learning how to properly brew kombucha at home, Unity Vibration offers a once-a-month kombucha brew 101 session in its tasting room.
Hey! Nice to see you.
On a Saturday evening, a group of 13 signed up to take the course. Sam Birkenkamp of Ann Arbor is among them.
I own a loose leaf tea company and also brew beer as a hobby. And this just felt like a natural extension to both of those interests and to kind of broaden my horizons as far as everything that tea can offer.
Zach Gender decided to take the class after noticing more and more kombucha products at local stores.
I definitely think it's getting popularity. You're finding it in all kinds of stores now.
Unity Vibration products are found in 120 outlets in Michigan, including Whole Foods, Plum Market, and restaurants like Sidetrack in Ypsilanti and Zingerman's in Ann Arbor. So while you may not have noticed the Hidden in Plain Sight warehouse, the product themselves grow more visible by the year. The Canons say they plan to further expand the business and intend to remain in Ypsilanti. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.